Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're on chapter 27, the four key questions to ask yourself for your life and for now. The field of self-development is a very broad field with many details. I have found that focusing on four key elements gives us a comprehensive view of what we need to work on as we continue developing ourselves. The four elements are your goals, your traits, your mind-body emotional states, and your self-image. In order to have productive self-conversations about these topics, ask yourself questions about your life in general, about today, and about a specific part of today. The four key questions to ask yourself for your life are, number one, what are my main goals for my life? Two, what are the main positive traits that I want to develop? Three, what mind-body emotional states do I want to access easily as my standard ways of being? Four, what do I consider my identity and my self-image? Your answers to these questions show a picture of who you are and who you're becoming. Your goals are the main things that you want to accomplish in your life. Some goals stay with us our entire lives. Other goals are only goals until we reach them, and then we go on to further goals. When you reach your most important goals, you make new goals. Your traits are the patterns of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Some of the main traits that are important for you to develop are happiness and joy, kindness, courage and self-confidence, patience, serenity, enthusiasm, harmony with others, and gratitude. Your mind-body emotional states can overlap at times with traits. However, there's a difference between traits and states. A trait is a pattern that's very much a part of who you are because you apply that pattern frequently. A state, on the other hand, is an emotional condition that you experience at any given moment. It's like a snapshot that shows how you are in the present moment, regardless of how often you are in this state. Every positive state that you've ever experienced is stored in your brain. Because your brain is always with you, you have the ability to create and access any state you wish. You might have already developed the skill of accessing the state of your choice at will. If you have not yet developed that skill, realize that you will eventually be able to master it with your self-talk. Be aware of the states you experience that you'd like to access more frequently. Recall the mental pictures of that state. Recall what you told yourself to get into that state. Recall the feelings of that state. And if you need an extra tool, you can speak and act as if you are already in that state. And as you do, you will be on your way to accessing it. Your identity is your self-image. It includes your awareness of your value as a person. It includes the main characteristics and factors that determine how you see yourself. It is likely to include the main activities that you engage in. I recommend reading my previous book, Building Your Self-Image and Self-Image of Others, for a full description of what you can do to keep building your sense of who you are and your self-worth. The key to a positive self-image is to decide, I am totally committed to seeing myself in a positive, life-enhancing way. Your self-talk can elevate you or cause you to descend. When your self-talk is positive and life-enhancing, it will bring out your best. But at times, your self-talk might be the opposite of what you really need. As soon as you're aware of this, you can once again choose the self-talk that will be the best self-talk for you right now. This leads to the four basic questions to ask yourself about right now. What are my goals for now? That's one. What are my goals for now? Two, what traits do I want to develop and apply right now? What traits do I want to develop and apply right now? Three, what mind-body emotional state do I feel will be best for me right now? And four, what is my self-image right now? And how do I want my self-image to be right now? What will be best? As you think about developing yourself in these four areas, you'll be growing and accomplishing. Make the most of each day by being aware of these elements each and every day. Use your self-talk to build yourself in these four areas. The greater your goals, traits, states, and self-image, the greater you will become.